safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Listen, man, thanks for tuning in to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Welcome to another episode of K100 Radio. This segment, again, the Subway Troll. So we break in the music over here at K100 Internet Radio, one of the other four missions. Of course, one of the got multiple missions over here. We want to give y'all some real talk, some uncut, unbiased conversation. We want to give artists a platform to be heard also. So this particular segment, we call it the Subway, the Underground Ride Out. This is where we pretty much let the music play, let it ride out. We've got some new additions, some new music that I'm going to be breaking today, stuff that got added onto the show last week via Illa Kill. Actually, week before last, because we didn't air all last week. We took a little vacation last week for the week of Thanksgiving. I fell back. I was in and out of town, had family in town. So there was no way I could really broadcast the show live. And, well, ever since I made myself the boss, I pretty much take off when I want. So, but we're back now, right? All right. I got somebody on the phone lines want to holler at me. Somebody beat me to the phone line. Let's see what this is, man. Checking in. We'll go ahead and get ready to cue up this music, man. Got some new music. Who is this? Lil Pony. I'm gonna play the Lil Pony out the A50, because that got added to the rotation last week and we didn't get a chance to play that. What else? The Elu joint. I finally got that guy to contact with us over here on Twitter. And so we're gonna play that joint. That was actually one of the joints that got added last week. That was like got illed all the way across the board. If you don't know what I'm saying, Ill Kill, whatever, you know what I mean. Basically, we have another segment that we call Ill Kill, and that's when we play the music live on the air, and we let the callers on the phone line vote on the song. And if the song is hot, you know, then we put into rotation over here on the Subway. But the Subway is pretty much mostly music, so I don't do too much talking. I'm going to answer these one or two calls real quick, and we're going to get ready to pump it out. Halfway through the hour, we got the beautiful and sexy Tori Grace calling in. Oh yeah. Super sexy Tori Grace, the model. She's gonna be calling to check in with me over here at K100 during the halfway point. Make sure you guys check that out. You might want to go check out some of her pictures, fellas. Ah, candy indeed. 267-475. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up?
What's up, Blizzard? You know it's your boy, Ella Duff, man. You should know my number by now, big dog.
Man, you know, there's quite a few 267s that call, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, you're not the only 267 that be on the line. So sometimes I know the area code, but sometimes, you know, man, you know how it is with cell phones, man. Niggas don't know niggas' numbers, man. Seriously.
Hey,
I don't even know my mama's number.
And let you know, bro, I'm going to be on satellite radio, man. I just got the opportunity to get on there and do a Pooch Man, Pooch FM, which is one of the biggest radio personalities out here in Philadelphia, a legend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, you extended an opportunity, man, so the grind don't stop, bro. You know, I got some of your music already, so you already know you getting love, bro.
That's what's up. I'm going to send you, I know I still got to send you the music, but I thought you weren't going on until January, so I thought I had more time than that.
No, I'm actually going to be on two radio shows now, so it's going to be the satellite joint, and then it's going to be Sound Wave.
Okay. So the satellite radio joint is the, you hosting on that one too? On that?
Yes, sir. I have my own segment, 2 hours, bro.
Oh, that's what's up, man. What station on XM?
Pooch FM, POOCH www.sm.com.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I definitely got to get you the music, you know what I'm saying, over there for that ASAP. So when are you going live on that? Saturday, you said?
No, 2 weeks from now. I still got to get my setup. Once I get my setup straight, and then I'll be on there because we doing the contractual obligations. You know how that works. Everybody got to be happy at the end of the day, so you know what I mean? And just if anybody listening, I know y'all big supporters, I'm doing like business do it, man. I don't do this for the money, man. I do it for the love. Let the radio station pay me a paycheck, but when it comes to the indie artists, I show love, man. But I pattern myself a lot like Blizzard. So, you know what I mean? If you good people with Blizzard, you good people with me, because I show Blizzard mad love, because that's my dude, man.
That's what's up, man. Well, we definitely, it's all about, I mean, hey, your network. Your network is your net worth, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you guys got to understand, man, whenever you never know who's listening on the show. You never know who you can politic with, can network. I think people think I be sending out sweets and stuff just for the hell of it.
Nah. But see, that's what you got to make sure you get LinkedIn on all these pages, man, because I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google, and you know what I mean? Like, you just got to, like you said, network. Don't get on there just to do your hustle, but get on there to be a part of other people's hustle.
Exactly,
you know what I'm
saying? Exactly. And I tell people all the time, I be like, you know, or they say, yo, y'all be on Twitter all the time, blah, blah, blah. I say, man, you know, you could just look down the list. You could look down my list of my Twitter list. I got, you know, everybody got a Twitter list, and I got the Twitter list that says they've been on K100. And just look at the people on there. Just look at the grind. You know what I'm saying? Just look at the artists, the promoters, you know what I'm saying, the companies, you know what I'm saying, producers. There's just so many people, just personalities. There's so many people just on that one list alone, and it's like, yo, man, people, you don't understand the power of networking, but that's what I do. Like, everywhere I go, like, it's networking is actually, and I tell the artists, being networking outside of just being an artist will help you as an artist. I get so many doors opened up through K100 that helps out Blizzom. It don't even make no sense. You know what I'm saying? So it's like most of the stuff that pops
off. That's what happened
to
me. But that's what happened to me. You got to think outside the box, man. There's no such thing as you know, if your promo stops at Facebook and Twitter, then you're not promoting yourself. You're
right.
Not. Everybody's on there with a hustle. You got to think outside of the block, you know, outside of the box, man. And that's what saved me, man. Just being able to be out, be able to be approachable and be talk, you know, and be able to talk to some other people. Because if you can't talk to nobody and your light and your vocab don't go past N and the, don't expect to do no serious business, man. Because even the rap game is reverting over to suits now, man. You're going to need a tie and a suit to do business, man. And we already know you're going to need a college education to pump gas. So you got to step your game up, man. I want to go from a hoodie to a suit in a heartbeat. And that's how I look at it. This is a business at the end of the day. And if you the boss, you ain't going to have nobody sitting there coming to you talking to you like, yo, what's up, dude? No, this is a professional. So you got to be able to network. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Good points. All good points.
Hey, Blizzard, I'm waiting for that music, and I'm going to get you on the phone, man, because I'm going to make you one of my first interviews, my dude. So get your politicking together, because
it's
coming. It's coming real soon.
I'm ready. I stay ready around this motherfucker. I got to remember I can't say that on your show, though.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to clean it up a little bit, though. Just tap it. I'm going to pump my brakes. I'm gonna pump the brakes just a tad bit.
I hear that. You gotta show off a little bit.
But I'll be ready. I stay ready.
All right. Well, stay in touch, fam. And thanks again, man, for everything that you do, dog.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it, man. That's a great opportunity. So, that particular the XM, the FM shows. I'll talk to you sidebar, man. We'll get all that stuff, information and stuff, put over there on the affiliates page. On the Chainless Entertainment joint. So we'll get some banners and stuff together, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that right there. You know, we can, because I'd rather, if we rock with each other like that, so I'd rather put you down as an affiliate up under the affiliate tab, because, you know, the people over there on the affiliate tab, those are people that I really work hand in hand with over there at Chainless Entertainment, and they show me a lot of love. So it's only a couple of people on there right now, which tells you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple of people on there to feel it.
For the Soundwave Radio, it's going to be a BDS station. So, you know what I'm saying, to where, like, if you send your money in and your music is registered, or, you know what I'm saying, you got ASCAP and BMI and all that, or you got your publishing, you're receiving a paycheck from that. That's going towards your royalty.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? It would behoove you. We're looking for spoken word artists. We're looking for R&B artists, hip-hop artists. Soundwave Radio is not just a hip-hop station. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to open up the floor. And then you already know with the with Pooch, man, it's just open. Pooch plays rock and hip-hop.
Right.
So, you know, just jump on, man. Get in where you fit in. Tell them to send their music. He was, matter of fact, he was on the radio today telling everybody. And for all you West Coast cats or a Southern cat, this is daylight and promo for you down here. You advertising yourself. Anyone drop. So,
absolutely.
Like I said,
absolutely.
It's up to you at that. I'm waiting for my drop from you, Blizzard. What's up?
Oh, I got you. No, I got you. You know what? Well, last week, dog, I didn't do anything work-related at all. I really literally took a break, posted, and hung with my fam and my kids all week.
Oh, yeah, well, the
I didn't
holidays,
do nothing
I
all
can
week.
Dig it. I
you
can
know
dig
what
it.
I didn't do nothing all week, man. I ain't gonna. I mean, I'm so backed up on shit, but I got you, though. That's nothing, because, you know,
okay.
We in the studio right now. I got it. I got you.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Well, I'm waiting on you, bro. Like I said, just spread the word, man. You know you already love my dude, so it ain't no
absolutely.
Thing.
For sure, man. Stand by, right?
All right, bro.
All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Make sure you press the 1 on the keypad if you want to holler at me. Top of the hour, we got Toy Grace calling in, the beautiful and sexy Toy Grace. She's going to come here, hang out with us in the subway, and talk a little bit. Let me see what she got going on. Of course, we want you to go check out ChainlessEntertainment.com. Everything that you just heard the homie Philadelphia say, we're going to have all the information listed over there at ChainlessEntertainment.com. A couple of events coming up you guys need to be aware of, I think, if you're in the Atlanta area. Salute the DJs Awards. The Salute the DJs Awards is coming up January. You need to get your network on there. And also, but before that, the ATL Street Talk Atlanta Record Pool that's held twice a year, that Street Talk promo does. And it's always a big event. It's always a lot of people come to there. If you're trying to break a new record and you want to get two DJs and you want to get feedback, I can't lie and say this. It's probably one of the better events to do that at, because it's literally geared towards that. It literally is a record pool. They literally have a listening panel, DJs. You feel me? Everybody being there networking. You know what I'm saying? Hand to hand combat. Of course, you need to come in there and show your face and get your hand to hand combat on. But I got the promo for it. December 11th, I want to say. You hear it in a second. Anyway, it's at Echelon 3000 over here in Atlanta. If you're within a 3-4 hour drive away, I say it's worth the gas up to come down. You feel me? They do have performance opportunities and stuff, but you know that's going to cost you. It's going to cost you to get on the stage. But it don't cost you but $20 to get in the door, and that's where you can do most of your damage, meeting people, talking to people, shaking hands. You know what I'm saying? We're going to run that, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into the music, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm going to set it off with the music right after the promo. We're going to start it out with a new addition to the show, Elu. That was a song that just got added on the last Illa Kill. A lot of people were feeling it. We're going to run that. And everything else, man, you'll hear it. We get this music pumping. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. All right. Hit us up on Facebook and like our page, facebook.com/K100radio. Again, check out ChainlessEntertainment.com. I mean, shouts out to Street Talk. Shouts out to Over the Top Promo with Salute the DJs. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. You're rocking with the best of them, and this is the Subway.
Mark the date, baby. That's right, I said it. Said it. Mark the motherfucking date. That's right, Bad Boy Promo, AMS Music, HNICENT, and the Southeast biggest industry promoters, Street Talk Promotion, is doing it again.
Number one,
it's the 2012 end of the year ATL Record Pool at Echelon 3000. That's right, December 12th, 200 plus DJs and over 2,000 industry insiders and grinders are hitting Atlanta for the end of the year ATL Record Pool, hosted by Hood Rich's own DJ Scream and Cool Running DJs.
DJ
Bigger Ranking.
Let's go.
All going down December 12th at Echelon 3000.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sponsorship and performance packages for this one are very limited. Get in early. Call 444-474-2804. That's 444-474-2804. It's the 2012 ATL Record Pool and Music Conference. That's Tuesday, December 12th. It's going down at Echelon 3000.
Oh, wow.
way. Over the top promotion.
Over the top.
Presents the fourth annual
Salute the DJs Award Show.
Yeah, yeah. A-Town, it's on again. A-Town, 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 yeah. Y'all know how we do around this time.
January 20th through the 22nd, 2013, in Atlanta, GA. All DJs and press are free to attend. This is the biggest event of the year. DJs make the records go around. Salute the DJ Award Show. For more info on attendees, sponsoring, VIP, or performing, contact 770-676-8932. Log on now and vote for your favorite DJ or DJ crew at SaluteTheDJsAwardShow.ning.com. Salute the DJs Award Show.
Yeah. At some point you gotta choose. My attitude is greedy, cause I've been starving too long. My bad for the way that I feel. They change when a man get richer. Champagne with the ice in the limelight. One night feel better than my whole life. Take a teal pill, man, I feel good. No pain, no gain, I grind it. Shout out to all my haters. You are the ones that made me. Fat lame when I put the wood grain. I don't know her name, yeah, that's a damn shame. She cried when I say bye-bye. Tequila made me lie. Get strong when I see that dawn. She sleeping, now I'm gone. I don't wanna leave her cause I know I gotta go. Sweet dreams gotta hit the road, baby. This life I live is crazy. Apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams. Diamonds, attention on my rhyming, a million on my mind, lost sight of everything I had before this road, before the gold, before the dough, gotta think back when I had this dream, now I'm faced with music flames, who am I to choose, who am I to lose, had a lot of fools, I know I'm going left, I see her on my right, waiting for my love every single night, apologize and I promise to ride, to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride, sweet dreams.
Take it low, low, low. Drop it all the way down to the floor and pick it up. Let me see you take it low, low, low. got a man, cause that make me happy. Then drop it down, all this money on the ground. What you gonna do for me? You can get it if you want nothing, no comfort.
With that Louis on it, black tights with them red bottoms, big ol' ass look good down it. We ballin', oh my. smoke by myself. I'ma just let the hoes have it. Get to the money so automatic. I'm automatic. Some of y'all see shot with the automatic. Bad game, do we shoot game? Rock die, bitch tease, disappear, magic, white line. This shit so overdue. I fly high over you. Bitch, I don't know you, cause I'm not supposed to. I'm alone.
Superstar, 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 superstar. at a parade tonight. Party of the year, private jet flight. Fast car, paparazzi. You saw me, they try to steal my dreams, but I
hanging on my back, got a one-way ticket, I won't look back. Packing all my bags, got a one-way ticket, I won't look back. I'm on.
Monica Monet. How you doing, man? I like to say Monizy.
Candlelight, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right.
Yeah.
Straying away from words like, hun, I, this is a special one.
Okay.
Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one.
What?
We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one.
Uh-huh.
A little mini messiah. Got things in common.
What?
Common in Hezekiah.
Woo!
Walk her to the door, I don't want her to go.
Nah,
trying to be hard and I don't want it to show.
Nah,
want to impress, really want it to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo.
Nika,
listen,
you
just go over there.
Not, not.
Yeah, I hope you like it. Did you like it?
Yeah,
I wrote it and I quote it. Kind of spoke it when I wrote it.
Really?
Kind of knew we end up on sofas watching a little Oprah.
Uh-huh.
Repeats, of course, and I can teach you if you want to learn.
Yeah.
If you want to make the mic burn like a urn.
Mm-hmm.
And you have too long, yeah, to come along.
Yeah.
We can live long, George Burns. When it's
that's
our
right.
time, we go home. Hold up.
That's right.
I took y'all all the way around the world on that last set, right? 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. I started off with some new music. Elu, Heartache, Miko, Take It Low, Irene the Dream, Congratulations. The Homie Blood Raw with that Obama joint. I love that record. Probably one of my favorite records from him. Like, he's got an extensive catalog, but I'm going to play that for a while. The Young Lil Diva's coming up. I think this might be the new Destiny's Child. We'll see if my predictions are right with Havoc Jones with American Icon. Definitely got a lot of people behind him, but you heard it here first. Jaws of Life would teach me. That was the last joint. Let me hit the phone line real quick. Somebody say they want to holler at me. Let me get right back into the music, man. I got Tory Grace coming up at the halfway mark. Hold on real quick. 772-985. What up, though?
Yeah, what's up? What's good, man? It's Glory to Chad, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling into the show. What's going on?
Hey, nothing. Yesterday, I just had a gig. I had a show yesterday. It went well. And then I just got my app. So for all y'all listeners that are listening, just go on Google, download my name, you know, type it in, Glory to Chad, and then you get the app for free. And then you also get my album. It's on iTunes right now, on everywhere, but it's for $10. You know what I'm saying? Keep hip hop alive. But for the fans, I still got free mixtapes. And I got a new mixtape coming out.
All right. Shouts out to the homie Glory the Kid, man. He's over here grinding, man. He's working. You dig? A lot of people are sleeping on that Reverb Nation app. I got one of those apps too, and it is one powerful marketing motherfucker. Trust me, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna find out real quick. How long your app been up running?
Damn, it's been burning for like 2 years or 1 year. I just got it back on because I tried to get the iPhone. Like right now, it's just for the Android and stuff, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to get the iPhone. It's more effective when you got both of them running. But to me, unless you got a couple $1,000 to invest in paying a developer to develop your own app, I can't really think of a single promotional tool for indie artists better than their Reverb Nation app, simply because everybody and their fucking mom uses those damn phones. Everybody, when you out and about and you just run across somebody in general conversation and you ain't got no CDs on you, ain't nobody trying to go to Dapiff and find you and shit. Nobody's trying to do that shit, but they got that phone in their hand. And you be like, yo, check out my app. Yo, it's free right now. Just type me in. And they right there, and they be like, oh, you got an app? They going to click, type your name in, pop right up. And they will, in fact, get exposed to you. How long they're going to keep the app, whatever. But my app has only been live for, what, a few months now on both platforms. And I can't tell you, man, I've got hundreds of people that's installed mine. And it always seems to serve me right when I'm just like out and about. I'm just out somewhere chilling. I'm at a party or barbecue, and you know what I'm saying? Sometimes not too many people have an app, not too many people are up on it, and not too many people have, you know, an extensive catalog of good music. So when you're talking to people and they're like, oh, you do music? Yeah, yeah. Most people are like, yo, you want to check out the CD or whatever? You stop the conversation cold when you be like, yo, check out my app. They got their iPhone. I'm like, oh, I got an iPhone. It's on the iPhone. You know what I'm saying? And you pop it open and they look at it and they listen to some of the music and they're like, damn, oh, that's what's up, homie. I'm going to check you out. And I can't tell you how many people have hit me up after the fact like, yo, I was sleeping on you, man. You got a lot of fucking music. You got a lot of shit. The app has got a lot of good music on it, man. I be checking it out when I be at work or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I always encourage people to get an app if they can, man. I tell them the Reverb Nation app, for what you're paying for it, can't really beat it. You know what I'm saying? If I was a hater, I wouldn't tell none of you niggas about it. But I'm not like that because it's that effective. I just like keep that shit to myself. But you know I'm not built like that. But shouts out to you, man, and your grind. You feel me? That's what's up, homie. All right?
Thank you.
Absolutely, homie. Check out the homie, Lordy Key, he's got a song. We got Words of Wisdom is your joint. We got in rotation over here, ain't it?
Yeah. I gotta give y'all a new joint pretty soon.
Okay. Give me another joint. You feel me? That one's been up for a minute, so you probably about to do if you want to send another song in. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling into the show, homie. Really appreciate it, man. We're going to, I got to get you, because you always call the show, man. I got to get you. You got Reverb Nation, of course, obviously. So I got to get you a slot over there on the Chance Entertainment site up under the artist, man. Hit me up on Twitter and remind me. I'm going to put you a page over there. I'm going to put you a write up over there. All right?
All right. Fat.
Have you checked out the Chance Entertainment site?
What's up?
Have you checked out the Chance Entertainment site? Have you been over to the site yet?
Nah. I haven't even checked it out yet.
Go check it out, man. You might want to be... go check it out. Let me know if you want to be down with that. Go to ChannelEntertainment.com, my main website, and we got a section over there for artists and people that's been on K100. And let me know if you want to be over there. All right?
All right, bet.
All right, homie. Stand by. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. I'm gonna go ahead and get back into a little bit of it. We're gonna get to the rap. I got some new songs. Gotta play the little Poonie and the homegirl Miss K over there from Digimon. Both of those guys got ill last week, so I gotta make sure I get these songs on. Tory Gray's coming up in about 15 minutes. I'm gonna play this new Rocky Tirade. He's got one of my show favorites, the LAX of Germany, real hip hop shit. But he's got a new joint called Royale with Cheese. I like LAX of Germany more, so I'm keeping that shit in rotation till probably forever. If he had a deal, he's like the Pharaoh Monk of this shit to me, I think. He's like the underground Pharaoh Monk right now. He's just he relentlessly be snapping. But the new joint, Royale with Cheese, I like that too. So we'll go ahead and get to this hip-hop shit. 347-934-0966, www.blogtalkradio.com, chainlessentertainment.com, that's the site. Follow us on Twitter at K100Radio, at K100_radio. Follow me at Blizzum. All right, hit us up, like the Facebook page, and check out the podcast in the iTunes store, up under the podcast section. You're rocking with the best of them, and this is the Subway.
Ready, set, go, nigga, if you can't yet. I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Answer for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga, wait. This is Tyrell, ready, set, go, nigga, if you can't yet. I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. I'm forgiving, so I ain't giving y'all a break.
My nigga, it's the Mr. Misanthropic, apathetic rock minute. Manipulate the alphabet for grop and grammar cross solicit in the album, raise the value of my stock. Can him play me on the radio and count me in blogs. Yup! Shows and spectacles, awards, tours, and festivals. My O's be for decibels, rewards for professionals. We rose, we shows, your hoe is all the testicles. Show with no respect for you, we boning on the sectional. Folder in the pretzel in a stroke is so impeccable. The notice will be skeptical, we know it's unethical. God bless the soul, head of potential though. The flow's exceptional, you're those skeptical. Writers Guild ain't a group, it's a family practice. I burn you pussies like you douching with battery acid. I done bad cats with the yoke prepared ass. You wouldn't dare rap, they rap the teabag and bear track. I'm on Fairfax with a P9, my P-Nap. Love Daisy women, Chinese freaks, ni-hao. I murk you herbs and lanes, Ferber Herman Cain. You've been usurped because you work, because you deserve the pain. Lights of Courtney Love and you Kurt Cobain. Or Clarence Williams III, Purple Rain. Prep you with the testament and personal over service claims. Step in the Rocky Tirade, see your curtains rain.
Hey, it's a tirade. Hey, ready, set, go, nigga, if he high, I don't really give a shit about what it is. Answer for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, but hey, wait. Hey, it's a tirade. Hey, ready, set, go, nigga, if he high, I don't really give a shit about what it is. For forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Those who would attempt to poison and destroy my brothers, and you will know my name is the law. When I lay my vengeance down on thee.
I'm convinced that reciprocity and honesty is not existent. Friendships are wrong intentions, and it's aimless or corn artist hazing. Nothing honest in it, to back away or acclamation. Hard decision, 2012, and dudes out for self. Same rules as new trials and trails, and improve knowledge yourself. I know you every single move, so I'm too proud for help.
I'm cool. Before my group go through more bizarre rides like the Far Side, you swan dive into an empty pool, hog tied. Fuck across knives, I toss live grenades in the living room and hop out the balcony when the spark flies. Hop in the park ride, take off like the Mark V in the dark. Payback is an art, this is March's eyes. Conspiracy will rear its head in a second, subtle head to the Senate. She'll be dead if you enter there bad. Omen flashes, cloak and dagger, flowing patterns, stroking slash, poke your blast. Mortal death, I'm in the void, he's massive towards the cameras. Your best chance is to avoid the hazards. Or disaster, your cadavers or adorn the canvas. As ornately as the Andy Warhol camper. It's what you punks deserve. Or some of my ventures in the pinches like Zuckerberg. You fucking herb. Hey,
hey, yo, this is Tom Red. Hey, ready, set, go, nigga, yippee-ki-yay. I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Asking for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga. Wait, hey, 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 this is Tom Red. Hey, ready, set, go, nigga, yippee-ki-yay. I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Asking for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga. Wait.
Like, yeah, yeah, red bone in my ear. She be like, yeah, yeah, black
can get it too, I hit it, do a miracle. She dodging the seas, she say the rap is so lyrical. Give you the visual, I ball and I smash out. Got my poker face on and I'm handing them packs out. You backed out when that 7.6 hit ya. Florida nigga in A and I'm a wig splitter. Big tip of finest for that sippy sippy. I buy the bar in this bitch to my nigga sippy sippy. I keep it with me, I throw a couple hundred. Whole rack on the sack so my nigga can get blunted. Bitch, who you come with, bet you leaving with us. Got your lady in the bed, not just eating with us. Not just eating with us. Licking pussy with a spoon. Got her howling from the back. Why she looking at the moonlight?
When the haters said you couldn't do it, as if the obstacle was too large and you couldn't move it. Listen here, you came too far to make excuses. See, those who doubt you obviously don't know about you or see that little glow around you. And this here is aimed at you pessimists that only sit back, whine, complain, and second guess the risk involved. Sometimes you gotta walk by faith and not fight and just risk it all. When you fed up and tired of waiting, ready to wake up and triumph over those who lay dormant, still hibernating. They won't sleep through this one. They need to see you risen. That's something we can teach the children, from the hoods to the college dorm. Since the day you were born, you've been destined to make it through the storm.
You can make it through the
rise, my concentration still deep as the ocean. I could have sworn they learned not to play with fire. Now they dumping gas on it. That's how I stay inspired. Heart of a lion, eye of a tiger, wings of an eagle, so I soar even higher. Join me high up above sea level, way above the clouds. You can hear my voice echo. Let's go. No time like the present, cause present means gift, and every gift is a blessing. When you feeling low cause the waters get rough, you feel you had enough and you want to give up. Rise like the sun in the east in the morning. Let the world know you a beast. Go ahead, warn them. And when it starts storming, remember that pain may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Against the wall, folks hoping you fail. Ain't no way you supposed to prevail. Says who? So-called experts, they been misled to. Got it twisted. A large percentage of people in your same position, but they ain't got the heart to risk it. When your chance comes, show them you too smart to miss it. Seize it. Carpe diem. Your fate is in your hands. Squeeze it. That's the thing that turns victims to survivors. We all want to talk with those who listen or the wisest. Be like the phoenix that rises above all else, because anything that comes between us divides us. Ask me, we all on the same team. From hoods to the trailer parks, in essence, we fighting for the same thing. To be a champion and live comfortably. Haters want to see you fail. Don't give them the luxury.
Anybody feeling like you just can't make it? The storm's getting rough and you just can't take it. Keep your head to the sky. Spread your wings and fly. Through the storm.
Yeah.
Oh, I made it through the storm.
Everybody under the sound of my voice, it can't rain all the time.
that you had patience and that you would wait for me. What's the sense of leaving? You don't want nobody else. And if I ever needed time, you said it back for me. Yeah.
I always love when you say
something like a magnet, cause I'm drawn to you. I'm writing songs for you, like I was born for you. In simple honesty, I'm a fool cause you want me. So baby, tell me why.
You give me what I want and a little more.
You give me what I want, yeah, yeah.
You give me what I want and a little more.
You give me what, you give me what.
You give me what I want and a little more.
Siri, play Sex Unity.
Sex Unity now playing.
Fantasizing all night about your body. Like me wanna do. Got a million ways to make you say my name. I'ma go harder, I'ma do it harder, get you in move number two. And I'ma put it on you like you ain't never had. Cause from now on you know that sex is in your past. You don't understand, girl, I'm trying to get with ya. Can't draw a better picture.
I wanna make you feel your body feel good, like I know your body should. Just wanna make ya, just wanna make ya. I wanna make you feel good.
I need you.
Just wanna make you feel good. It can be something great, just like back in the day. Just wanna make ya, just wanna make ya.
I wanna turn you on and turn you out. Work your body like your life depends on it. You can have it your way, baby, there's no doubt. Oh, I don't have a girlfriend, well, you don't have a man. And
my mission is to be your hidden pleasure.
Oh,
my mission is to be yours. And I won't stop digging till I find your hidden treasure.
Oh.
My bad, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little technical difficulty getting the switchboard loaded back up. But we're back now. We're ready. And guess what? Oh, by the way, that was Beast Wells with Why I Love You. And then after that was like some random song because I couldn't come to the phone real quick. It was a technical issue, all right? What you want me to do? Shit happens. Anyway, welcome to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Shouts out to everybody that's on the phone lines, man. It's a lot of y'all on the phone lines. I bet y'all was like, wait a minute. I thought he said Tory Grace was coming up after that. Well, guess what? Here she is. Let's go to the phone lines. Miss Grace, the lovely and beautiful Tory Grace is on the phone with us. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. How you doing?
I'm great. You guys.
That's what's up. So, a lot of people, people listening to us from all over the country here. And all over the city of Atlanta, of course, because we're based out of Atlanta also. So I know a lot of people know you in Atlanta because I be a lot of places here and I see you a lot of places. I see you hosting events, always looking fabulous every time you do it, you know. But for the people who may be overseas or California, wherever they listen to, introduce yourself to the people. Tell them who you are exactly.
Well, my name is Tory Grace. Y'all already heard that. I'm a model and I host. I'm an actress. I do a little bit of everything. You can literally Google me, which I found that funny at the beginning of this year. you can catch me in videos with Gucci Mane, Taylor J Takeover, Bobby Valentino, Webby, Lil Fats, Lil Mouse. You can find me on blackmensdigital.com, ggirls.com, finegirls.com, stunners.com at the beginning of the year. Pretty much anywhere where you think you might see some eye candy or a model, I'm there.
All right, that's what's up. So you said you model, you act, different things. Which one is the focus? Which one, the first thing they see? Because the first time I saw you and I met you, actually, you were hosting an event, right? But then I
was
do see a
Peacock?
Lot of. No, it wasn't the Peacock. It was more recent than that. It was somewhere. Where was we at? It was Midtown somewhere. It was Midtown. And
Harlem
you were
Nights.
Actually, yes, Harlem Nights. That's where it was at. That's where it was at, Harlem Nights. And I saw you, but when I looked you up, I saw more of the model, Tory Grace. They seen, you know, the pictures, lots and lots of hot pictures of you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we love sexy women here at K100. Yeah, that's our official dime piece sound right there. Over here at the show, that's it. But then I saw that you actually model more because my first introduction to you was a host in an event. But I seen that you really do model. You really go hard with it. You got a great portfolio and lots of pictures. So do you focus on that the most? How do you juggle it all?
I actually am focusing more on the hosting and acting portion. It's just the modeling is what caught on fastest and is doing the most. I originally started as a host for an internet radio station called Insane Radio. I was working with them for a couple of years, and then I started hosting actual club events at Royal. Well, actually, I started at Figure Eight, then went to Royal Peacock, took a little break for a bit, and then that's when the modeling caught on, and it just went crazy from there.
Hosting
is the portion I'm focusing on. I work with Street Report Magazine, Hot Block Mag, a couple of other events, Urban Spice Magazine. I work with them. I host open mic nights pretty much every month. I mean, anywhere in Atlanta, you can catch me. I just hosted a party this past Friday night at Sweet Auburn Lounge, and the week before that, I was with DJ Corrupt at Blade Lounge.
Okay. Well, open mics. I've seen you at the open mics too, because you know sometimes I judge at them. Oh, they've had me judging at some before, and I think I've ran into you at some of them. What open mics do you judge at or host them?
It just depends on where I get called and who's booking me, but I've worked with DJ T-Rock at the Rock the Mic event. I've done First Tuesdays with DJ Mr. 262 and DJ Lomax from Drum Squad DJs.
I've seen you at that
I've
one.
Done the Nerve. Yeah. Uh-huh. I do the Nerve DJ conferences whenever they are close by to where I can get to them because I'm also a Nerve DJ model. I do Fleet DJ events because I'm a Fleet model. I work with X-Squad. I just did their conference last month. So it literally just depends on who's calling. Like next month, I'll be working with Making It Magazine and Kelby, and I'll be doing their Music Monday.
We work. Kelby's one of the affiliates over there at ChainlessEntertainment.com, the parent company for K100, and you know we work closely with him all the time. Kelby's a good dude, so I always pick you up on the ground. Yeah, I see him on the ground. That's the homie. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's all the time I see him. He's like, he's just always about business. But you know, like I said, I was in the last issue of Making It magazine. It was a small write up. I'm gonna get me a bigger one though. Kelby, I'm gonna get me a bigger one, Kelby.
Hey, I don't blame you. Kelby actually gave me my first print submission. He gave me my first printed copy of anything. He put me on, and I really appreciate him. He put me in the pink issue. So any leftover copies of those, y'all can find me in there on the face card page with Tracy Big Deal and a couple of other people that are really some heavy hitters in Atlanta. So, shout out to Kelby.
So what is it like? Okay, I have to ask you this because, you know, we got to make – name of the show is K100. We're going to keep this shit all the way 100 over here. Just so you know, I don't know if you've been warned, but here we go. So now you're a model, right? In the industry, of course, being a model, being you have to – you're selling your look, your body. You know what I'm saying? Not selling your body literally, but you're selling how you look. And do you feel like when you're out here and about and you've got the sexy pictures up and everything – Do people step to you more often than not on some side shit, like are more guys trying to put you on instead of helping your career as a model and help you put forward? Are more of them really just trying to get some pussy? Are they really trying to cut, or is it really just more people really genuinely want to help you? I talk to numerous models and stuff around, and they always have that problem. Even a female artist, she may have to be a model, she can just look good, and they always run into more people backhandedly trying to have sex with them and masking it as they're really trying to help you. So how does that work for you as a model? It's being an attractive woman. I always say, and I always try to show love to the female artists in the game, and I try to play the females' music because there's that hidden element that they just have to put up with that we as guys don't have to. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't have to worry about that. That's not something as a guy that you have to worry about. There is no ulterior motive to have sex with us up under trying to help us. Either you're going to help us or not. It's always about cash with us. But with women, that's a whole other dynamic that comes into play. What do you feel about that in the industry? Do you encounter that a lot?
I don't have that problem a lot. I was fortunate enough that before I got involved with any of this, I was actually a promoter. And I was usually the only female promoter within a group of guys. I've worked with people like VJ Rep 1, 182 Entertainment. I've worked with Shania Johnson. I've worked with Bravo from Fly Republic. Like, I've worked with them all. And I was fortunate enough to be a worker before they even saw me as a model. So, like, I had already earned my so-called respect before any of the whole modeling came along. I mean, they've always been like, oh, you're such a cutie or whatever, but I've never really had an issue. I've always been hired based off my work ethic, not because of the way I look. I mean, that did help, but I've never really just had somebody come at me completely sideways, like, hey, I'll do this for you if you go out with me. It's never been anything like that. I've always had the utmost respect given from all the people I've ever worked with, and I still have a very good rapport. All the promoters, DJs, whoever I've worked with. It just all depends on how a girl carries herself. If you make it seem like somebody's going to have that opportunity, I've always just been very down to business. I guess a couple of promoters, I love them dearly, but the first thing they say, because I was waitressing too, the first thing they say is, oh my God, Tori's just an ass. Please do we not have to deal with her. So I don't want to deal with her today. I mean, I love her to death, but God dang, she's so mean. And that's like the first thing they tell you. But it's like when it all boils down to it, they know I'm about my business and we're both going to make some money together. And that can't be said for everybody. Not all models are like that. Some of them you get and they are happy just to be around celebrities. I don't care about that stuff. Like, I like to and I enjoy to be around and be in the spotlight. But when it boils down to it, it's pretty much like, how are we going to make some money together? How are we going to eat?
So the conundrum is, this is what I see a lot with the models and stuff. The conundrum is, okay, well, if you're not super nice, if you're not just, you know, like that right there, then they call you bitch, like you just said, oh, she's so mean or whatever. They call you bitch and they say, well, I don't want to work with her, whatever. I see that, and I try to tell guys like I don't really allow that. Like, when I'm dealing with people, I'd be like, look, man, we're not gonna bring these women on board. You know, we're not gonna be working with them and everything. And what you're trying to do every single day is, you know, sleep with them or whatever. That's going to make me look bad. It's going to make me look unprofessional. It really is unprofessional. But a lot of times, I notice that when the females don't quote-unquote play ball, in this industry, because the industry be so grimy, they try to like blackball them. Have you ever had anybody try to do anything like that to you in your career?
I'm fortunate enough right now that, knock on wood and keep playing on it, that I don't have that problem. Like, I really do. I have a very good rapport with everybody. You can talk to anybody from people I worked with a long time ago to people I currently work with. Like, I mean, me and my manager no longer work together, but we still have a very good rapport with each other. That we don't have any bad problems, no bad vibes. We still get along together, like the whole nine. So it just depends on the person and that individual and where their mindset is. Like, you can't expect somebody that behaves childish to be treated like an adult.
Right, exactly. So, kudos. I agree wholeheartedly with that. So basically, we just got a lot of childish motherfuckers in the industry.
For the most part, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but we do. I mean, think about it. You go to a club and the club promoter want to call 8 girls out, knowing you got a budget to pay the girls to come out and help promote, and don't
right.
pay the girl, and then turn around and tell them, oh, well, we didn't make the overhead cost. Well, unfortunately, the girl was too childish to look into what the actual overhead, et cetera, is. And the promoter was too childish to really say, you know what, I'm going to let my team eat first before I take the money. My old
well,
manager.
That never happened. That never happens now.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to give it. I'm shout out to City. City definitely. It was nights that we had at Peacock before anything picked up. City would go home with nothing and pull mm-hmm. out his own pocket. I've seen that man go to the ATM and slide his debit card and pull money out because we didn't make the money for the night. And he would make sure he paid us before anything happened. So it exists. It's just. Far
in between, because we be out here, you know. I see you be out here, and I be out here, man. I be at all these events and stuff, and I be seeing, you know, a lot of people. I deal with so many people too, and it's like I be seeing some of the shadiest stuff, you know. And I always want to ask when I bring people on the show, you know, you a model, but on the show we just having a frank conversation. That's the whole nature of my show. I just talk like I would talk to anybody else, and I always ask questions like this because. You got right now someone, there's a model somewhere that lives in some city that's listening to K100 right now, and she lives in a city that's not as big as Atlanta, and she's maybe considering moving to Atlanta or New York or L.A., and I just like to tell them, I like to give them the real from people like you who are out here in the game who are doing basically the same thing, because as a guy, I can sit here and say what the game is like or whatever. At the end of the day, I'm 6'1", 240 pounds. What I go through is not going to be what you go through a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I try to ask you questions that would actually be informative for people like that, you know. So the modeling game, which you said right now you're focusing mostly on the hosting and stuff like that, but the modeling game, which one can you see yourself really doing forever, like the longest? Which one gives you the most joy?
The hosting, I'm adjusting to being on the receiving end of questions because I'm usually the one giving them out.
Uh-huh.
I have sat down and watched some of the most talented independent artists, models, producers, etc. And I've been able to sit down and talk to them. And I love hearing people's stories to see where they came from and where they've gone to. And I would not change that for anything. So that's the thing. Like, you could look at how long Oprah hosted. She's still hosting. Oprah is however old she is, and she still has her own television show. She's still doing interviews. She's still got her stuff going for her. Tyra Banks still has her own television show. Even Jerry Springer. They're still on TV. They're still hosting. They're still giving interviews. They're still doing it. So that's something I see more longevity in that. I mean, you've got some models like Iman, Tyra. You've got Halle Berry. She's still modeling, still acting, still doing her thing. But in the long run, I think if you have the voice for it, you end up being able to do hosting a little bit longer than anything else.
Okay. So, the music. Let me get to the music, and we'll start to wrap it up. The music industry. Right now, just give me... I could be specific, but then that's going to take up another 30 minutes. So, give me... It will, because when I start talking about music, I forget I got to play music sometimes. I just get all off track and shit. Niggas be like, nigga, you play like 3 songs all night. My bad. I was talking and shit. I lost myself. But... The music industry right now, and I always try to ask the people who I bring on that's in Atlanta, because I want to know, because I know what I see when I'm here and when I'm out and I'm everywhere doing things. But I like to ask other people too. What do you think about the game right now in the music industry in Atlanta? Do you think that, as far as hip hop, the scene here in Atlanta, is it losing its luster, you know, or do you think Atlanta is still popping? What do you think?
Atlanta is still popping to a certain extent. It's about who you know and who's going to really help you. But at the same time, I have been to so many open mic nights, and I have seen so much talent on the underground circuit that it doesn't even make any sense. And that's why we are thankful to you internet radio hosts that'll have us models and artists on, because there's talent out there. I know some artists, Cy Ari the Kid, K-Camp, Michael Montana. They're all underground artists, which a lot of people don't realize. There's a group from out of Virginia that I know, Recast. Those guys are producers, DJs, and singers all in one group. You don't come across that every day. These artists are not able to do things that these other artists are. They were lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, you do have some talent that's on the radio. I give you that. But it's a lot of people that get overlooked. I mean, Asia Bryant, that's like my sister. That girl is so talented. She can sing her ass off. She's an underground artist.
Right.
She doesn't get her playtime on the radio. So it's like six of one, half dozen of another. You get some artists that get in there, that get on, and they're able to do it. Then you've got your underground artists that are out here hustling. And, I mean, but look at Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne, biggest money-making independent artist in the world. No lie.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, made $7 million dollars on the underground circuit. They don't play his music down here.
Yeah, I mean, they don't play. First of all, let me stop the music. Let me make sure let me start the background music when I say this. See, the thing is, I try to explain this to people. Atlanta still is a music mecca. It still is the music mecca of the South. There is no denying that. You feel me? Some would argue, you know, the world, you know, the country, but I wouldn't say that. I still think some other places hold more weight. But what I try to tell people is, you know, dealing with the underground artists, because, you know, of course, you know, I started K100 because I'm an artist. I have a label myself. And I started K100 because I felt like we need more outlets, you know, for underground artists. That's why I only play independent music. Once you get a deal, once you start playing on FM radio, you're done over here at K100. We're not playing you. You can't get played over here. I got too many underground artists that are just as good. I can't be playing Jeezy, 2 Chainz, T.I. and them. Ain't got enough time. So I'm gonna let FM have y'all, and I got this over here. What we doing over here? All the talented people. I just played Miko earlier on the show before you even got on.
I like that song right before I got on, whatever that was.
Yeah. Oh, and B Swells is another artist. He's dope. B Swells got some heaters. The one that, you know, the other song was a song I just wasn't even intending to play. I just couldn't get the switchboard back up real quick. But the other song, Why I Love You, of course, is one of our fan favorites, and there's some talented people like, especially on the R&B tip.
Yes.
You know, that I play. I play a lot of R&B over here. I try to keep it even, but I play a lot of dope hip-hop artists. And what I try to tell people all the time is the way Atlanta is now, Atlanta is the club mecca. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta is the club, strip clubs mecca. You know, so it's like what you're hearing on the radio.
Strip club mecca, not club mecca.
Strip club mecca. And what you hear a lot of times, you know, on the radios and what cats want to play and what the younger generation is bopping to just isn't what... It's its own lane. You know, they like the 808. They like the same kind of repetitive style of music a lot. And the DJs here have got comfortable just playing one set kind of, you know, in the club all the time. They only want to play one kind of beat. They're scared to stray away from it because they're scared the floor might empty on them. You know what I'm saying? And so they've got boxed into where they can only play trap, quote-unquote, trap beats in the club, you know, back to back.
You hear, no offense to them, because they some talented people, but you only hear T.I., 2 Chainz, and Future. That's all that's playing right now.
Right. But that's all that's playing in those venues. But then you've got us, and you've got other people who are trying to show love and trying to break the other records, the other music. And that's why I get flack, Tori. I be out and about, you know, I be everywhere. I be out and about. Cats be feeling type of way, because I don't play a lot of that kind of music on the show. It's far in between that I play it, or even if they get ill and they get put into rotation, I still won't play but maybe three or four of those kind of songs max on the Subway segment. Max. I'm going to play some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the other stuff is already predominantly on the radio and stuff. And they give me flack about it. But I'm like, look, I know when I go to an open mic here, you go to open mics, and it's 30 people and 28 of them sound the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
28 rappers sound the same with the same trap beats and rapping the same kind of same trap hooks and whatever. I can't do it. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it over here at K100. And so I'm like, look, I let you guys come on the show, you give your interview and stuff, but I'm not going to play. You're not going to come on here, and this shit going to be sounding like, you know, 107.9. No disrespect.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
I mean, it's the truth, though. I could literally give you a list of artists that are in my iPod right now that I play, and they are all underground artists.
Right.
All of them. And so, that's coming from me sitting around at all these open mic nights and doing internet radio.
Right.
I wouldn't change my iPod for anything. I mean, yes, I'm very girly. It's full of Rihanna, but you're going to catch Irv the Phenom, and you're going to catch J. Kane and Recast and DJ Cal, and you're going to catch all kinds of stuff in my iPhone that you're going to be like, who is this? I don't know who this is. Yeah, it's an underground artist. That's why. Get up on your underground stuff.
You should definitely put some Blizzom in there. Just a suggestion.
I need to hear some tracks. I need to hear some tracks. If they're hot, I'll listen to them. I really do.
We'll make sure we get those to you. Of course. You're just not getting you. If, your introduction to me was through K100, but that won't be the last you hear of that. Trust me. See how you think I went ham on Twitter today? You ain't seen shit yet. Anyway, let me see. I got some on the phone line. Let's see if this one wants to talk to you real quick. And if not, we'll get into some music. You tell me what you'd like to hear. I think I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna ask Tory Grace, what kind of vibe you like? What you like to hear? I bet I got some shit you ain't heard, Tory Grace, that you're going to love. And I'm just going to pick a song, and you're going to be like, I'm bopping with that, Blizzom. I bet it. I'm a
neo soul R&B kind of person, so I like
I got something for you right now.
I want to hear
it. I bet you ain't heard it. Let me see what this is on the phone line. Hold on. 448-4839. What's up? Welcome to K100. Hello?
This is Miss K. I just want to give a shout out to Blizzom and Tory Grace and the whole K100 radio supporters and listeners. And, you know, I'm just listening in. I wanted to say what's up to everybody.
That's what's up, Miss K. I appreciate
you.
It. Shouts out to Miss K. She be on her grind. She be snapping too with the flows. I want to hear Miss K. Miss K, you know what I want to do with you, though?
What?
I want to get my producer to produce a song for you. Because you know what? You know what, Miss K? I'm going to tell you something about Miss K. Miss K be snapping, right, Tori? Like, Miss K, this is the artist right here. I've listened to her flow. She don't know that I listened to the mixtape that she left me, but I did, Miss K. You just probably think I didn't, but I did. And I listened to it, right? You know what I'm saying? And she's a prime example of an artist who I feel like she's a female artist. She be snapping, right? Lyrically, she be saying some tough shit. But a lot of her beats are kind of like of the trap swag. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now, that may be what she liking that, and then she's Atlanta born and raised, zone 6, stand up. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably what she likes too. But I would like to hear artists like her and take her and put her on a melodic beat with somebody singing real sweet on the hook, and then just give her and then tell and box her in a little bit. Just tell her, look, I know you like them D-boys, but give it to me a little softer and put her on the track, and I bet it would sound totally different, a totally different dynamic, and something that I think would sound really great because lyrically she's a monster. That's what I feel about Miss K.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It is an honor to work with you.
Yeah. But I want to do that with Miss K because I like her music, but the production is a lot of trap beats, trap swag, stuff like that.
You're right.
Let me ask you this: since we're talking about it, do you do that because you like that, or do you feel like that's what the streets wants right now, Miss K, when you make those kind of songs?
Well, you know, I have to say that I put a lot of reality into my music, so that has a part to play in it. And you know what I'm learning since I've been doing music is that it's about growth and development.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I started off just, you know, in the house making this music, and I can only, you know, write about what I know or what I've experienced or what I plan to experience. So that's where a lot of it comes from.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what, Tori. Hey, Tori.
I'm here.
Okay. So this is, stand by, Miss K. So this is the thing. A lot of people have, this is the worst part of it all. A lot of people have, I'm running out of time. I keep talking. See what I'm saying? I keep fucking talking. Now, once I get the conversation going, I go to the left. I'll never get back to the music. But look, this is the problem I see with the game. Everybody wants to, people have started to make it synonymous that real means trap music. You feel me? Real music, it's got to sound like that. Real music has to have the 808 and the triple snares, and you got to be talking about dope this and dope that in order for it to be real. When in actuality, most people really aren't living what they're talking. You feel what I'm saying?
They really
are. But they've determined that quote, that music is quote unquote real music. You feel me? And that's where the crossroads of the game, that's where everything I feel like has started to get, the lines have gotten just too blurred. And that's why all of a sudden we've got what I like to call, you know, a lot of repetitive people sounding the same, rapping on the same beats, doing the same thing. I think that's really what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, it's a way to show what you've learned without putting it to the 808s. Look at Life Jennings. Life Jennings talks about real shit.
A prime good example.
He doesn't have it over 808s and a bass line. It's over different things. He's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Common, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, all those artists. They talk about real stuff, and it's not over an 808 and a bass line. It's just mm-hmm. a matter of you finding a producer that can pull that sound out of you and finding somebody that can feel where you're coming from and put it to a beat, whether it's an R&B beat or it's that bass line. But they don't all have to be to the same thing. You got to switch it up sometimes in order to get that sound. Got to find what's comfortable because everybody's not listening to that. I mean, look at Flo Rida. Flo Rida came out. All we heard was apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Now he's straight techno.
Yeah, but he's making so much money now, though. God.
But he found his sound. He found his sound and he left it. Look at all these different artists. I mean, even Pink. When Pink first came out with L.A. Reid, she was all R&B. Now she's a rock star. Like, you just got to find the sound and try to switch it up and work with different producers. That's why it's so important to work with different producers as an artist, because if I work with the same photographer, I love my photographer to death, but if I work with him every single time, I'm always going to look the same. I have to switch it up.
Have to switch it up. I love that point. Love that point. Love that point. So, all right, Neo Soul. I got a whole bunch of R&B. Neo soul, not so much. You know what I'm saying? You want to hear female artists? You want to hear male artists? I got some great R&B, though.
I like both, so I'm not discriminatory. Some of my favorite artists, Music, Soul Child, Turn Around, and Have Jill Scott playing.
Exactly. I got, I really love the new Chinky Brown Bipolar joint, the one with a little scrappy. That's kind of a major feature on there, but we'll let that slide. I love Marcus. I love Jabron, but I'm going to play Jabron for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And Jabron is an artist that I feel right now, and hopefully we'll talk more and we'll get a chance to chop it up. But on our parent site, ChainlessEntertainment.com, that's the parent company for Cable 100 Radio. And what we do over there on the site is we have some of the artists that we feel like are really good artists. We put those guys over there and we showcase them over there on ChainlessEntertainment.com. And this is one of the artists that I felt like everything is in it. I mean, even his videos look like he's got a deal. You know, he's put money, be it him or he has an investor, somebody's putting a lot of money behind this person, behind Jabron, and his music looks great. His videos look great. White website, everything is up on par, up to date. And, of course, we got him highlighted over there as one of the featured artists. The other song that you heard, Beast Wells, hopefully if you do have time, I know you're a busy person, that you can go check out Chainless Entertainment and check out some of our music and what we've got going over there, because we got a lot of these great artists over there highlighted, and some of the best unsigned, you know, artists out here in Atlanta, man, and beyond, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go ahead and run this joint right here. The name of the artist is called Jabron. It's called Beautiful. Most women that hear this song really, really, really like it a lot. And they be asking me, where's the link? Can I go download it? And all this kind of stuff like that. But I really appreciate you coming on to this show. It's great talking with you. This was a very long, extended conversation. I didn't think I was going to be talking to Tori Grace this long.
It's all good. It's good.
She started talking about music and shit, and I just got sidetracked.
I love it.
That's how I be going down, man. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you out here on the grind. You know, first of all, tell people where they can find you at on the website.
Where you can find me?
On the internet, anywhere. Twitter, website, whatever.
Everything is literally Tori Grace, T-O-R-I-G-R, the number 8-C-E. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think I still have a MySpace page floating around there somewhere. Model Mayhem, everything's at Tori Grace. So.
Everybody still has a damn MySpace. But they just don't fucking use it. I'm going to follow you on Instagram, and you better follow me back on Instagram, Tori Grace, so I'm going to feel some type of way, Shawty.
Hope you post food pictures, because I like to look at food.
Food pictures? I got interesting pictures. It's not all just eating in the camera myself. I got pictures of other stuff. Actually, you know what? I do got like one time I had cooked some fish and grits and it was so fire shot. I just had to take a picture of that shit. That shit was so
perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
Oh man.
Like make sure my folks are eating. I love to see people eating.
Oh well, I got some food pics. All right. I'll hit you up on Instagram because we already connected on Twitter, Facebook. I think I liked your page today and posting on it for the show and everything. Over there on Facebook and all that stuff. So we'll be connecting. Of course, next time I see you out in the grind, I'll make sure I come up and introduce myself properly because I've seen you a couple of times. I just didn't really know you. That's all. But I've seen you out and about.
I'm not the type of person that's not going to speak. I speak to everybody. So please come up and introduce yourself. I'm not so far gone to the point where I feel like I don't have to talk to people. So I'm never going to Chris Brown somebody for coming over and saying what's up.
That nigga snapped, though, on the fucking comedy writer. Did you see that? This nigga snapped on the comedy. I mean, I heard he had to get he shut down his Twitter because people were threatening to kill the chick. The fuck is wrong? Did you see that? Did you believe that part of the story?
Ain't got nothing to do with me. All I say is if you speak, I speak back. Just as long as you're not acting crazy and running up
Breezy. Breezy, man. I don't know what's wrong with Breezy. Breezy, hey, but hey, what can you say, man? You know what I mean? You're not living that life. You don't know what kind of pressure it is, Nickel.
Exactly.
All right, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzard. Check out ChainlessEntertainment.com. You're rocking with the best of them. We just did a great interview with Tory Grace. Hope you, if you just came into the last end of it, go ahead and after the show is over, you can hit replay and hear from the beginning. We had a great conversation. But this is indeed the Subway, and you're rocking with the best of them. We're going to get back into the music. I'm going to go ahead and run this Jabron for Tory Grace. Tell me she like it. I'm going to hit her on Twitter. Ask Tory Grace what she think about that Jabron. All right? And y'all go look at us on Twitter. We're going to have a conversation about it over there, all right? You rocking with the best of them, man. I told you. Welcome to the Subway.
I'm a man and I make mistakes. Drop the joint. Drop the joint.
Foreplay is the only way. I know you're tired of the lonely days. X-Pill got your body in the maze, with a petrified look on your face. Sex got you in the whole type of craze. So when you see me, girl, you better give me praise. You fell asleep in 30 minutes, it's a shame. A beast in the game. Oh, oh, I got what you want to. It's something you've been craving. Girl, I got you vibing cause you see my swing of poke, yeah. You know just what I'm toasting, the killing with no host. You say you need a fix, baby, I'm a double dose. Now I got you feeling like you on cloud nine. Turn around and let me hit it from behind, yeah. Foreplay is the only way. I know you're tired of the lonely days. X still got your body in the maze, with a petrified look on your face. Sex got you in a whole type of craze. So when you see me, girl, you better give me praise. You fell asleep in 30 minutes, it's a shame. A beast in the game. Oh, oh, I got what you want to. It's something you've been craving. So let me give it to you. With no hesitation. I know you're feeling this love. And this manifestation. That uptown love. That uptown love.
Feeling just like
another man. Got a shit I'm going through, a nigga don't understand. I'm losing control. So, get out of
here.
Sticks and stones do break your bones. Well, they obviously never met you before. Is the fire that used to light up in your eyes for me finally expired for me, or is it lighting for somebody else? Well, for whatever reason, don't even worry about it. I'm leaving, I'ma keep it moving. By this, I'm proving that I
baby, yes, darling, the baby.
What?
It goes from baby.
Tori Grace. She hung on the phone line the whole time. I thought maybe she might have to go. I thought maybe she may have something to get into, but she didn't. She's still on the phone line. So I'm going to open up the phone line before we get ready to get up out of here. And we've been talking on Twitter, but in case she might just, all these people listening on the phone, you may be on the internet just streaming this thing live from your computer, and you don't see all that. Tori Grace, what'd you think about all that music that was just played?
I actually like that. That's hot. I saw Chinky Brown perform at a fashion show I hosted earlier this year. So she's extremely talented. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to talk to her that day, and I wish I had been able to, but I was hosting. But she, like many artists out here, are, like, they're overlooked. They're not paid enough attention. And I love the underground artists. I love the fact that there are so many internet radio stations out here that y'all are giving them the chance and opportunity to showcase their talent, their music, and everything else. So big ups to y'all. The music is hot. So please, I'm going to go to the website. Y'all make sure y'all tweet that to me again so I can retweet it so everybody will know where to go get that music.
That's what's up. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. We really appreciate you coming over here tonight and hanging out with us. We had a great conversation. It extended over. Then we just turned this to a little damn listening session over here. But it's the whole point of the show, isn't it? To help the artists, to expose the artists to the people they need to be exposed to. I would say Tori Grace is someone that you need to know. I concur. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, man. We're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap this thing up. I'll see you on the grind and really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. And, of course, you're going to check out the site and everybody else. Y'all make sure y'all go follow Tori Grace. If you're listening to me, you've been seeing all these tweets. Make sure you follow her back. Fellas, you might want to go check out her model page. I'm just saying. Looks good. Looks good. All right. Thanks, Tori.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
All right. So, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. All right. K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzum, All right. Shout out to my baby Michigan girl. She's been riding on the lines the whole time, too. Quiet as a mouse over there, but I see you down there, babe. That's pretty much it, man. I'm going to go ahead and I got to run the little puny joint, though, man. I was supposed to, but then we got into talking over here, and we just had a little R&B listening session. But I'm gonna end it on a music note tonight. I'm gonna ride out with a song, you feel me? This is the homie Lil Pony. This joint just got added onto the show last Illa Kill, so I got to make sure I get him his spin in because we didn't even air last week, so it's really basically been over a week since he got ill, going on 2 weeks here. So I got to get this homie rotation in. Of course, he's from the A50 Glenwood also, by the way, hometown checking in. Shouts out to everybody listening to me in overtime. Shouts out to everybody listening to the podcast, the replay. Everybody checking out the iTunes podcast. Appreciate you guys. You guys are giving me some pretty good numbers over there. You know what I'm saying? So please keep tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. We'll be live every day this week. Probably going to do an Illa Kill. Depends on how many more of these submissions I get. I want to. I'm going to do one talk segment. I'm going to do another Subway. All right? So that's what's going to go down. All right? So until then, you check us out, man. ChainlessEntertainment.com. Go over there. Check out some of the artists. You can list a couple other replays. See other stuff we got going on. I've got other pages I'm going to be adding onto the site. I am not done with the Chainless site. Telling you, there's more stuff. It's going to be a hub. It's going to be a place where you can go get a whole bunch of stuff, not just music. I might put me an eye candy page up there, a model page for the fellas. Fellas, what you think, fellas? Y'all hit me up. Anyway, you're rocking with the best of them. This is another episode of the Subway. We're going to get ready to get up out of here, man. This is on me, Lil Pony, Retanto. I meant to ask Lil Pony, what the fuck does Retanto mean? Welcome to the Subway.
Wanted one, I'm your top gun, you my top pick. Show that pussy for me, let me grab cavity. Ass like an earthquake, thighs like thunder. Show you what it is when you're fucking with the jungle. Them tight shows make a nigga wanna. Don't trip, ma. I'ma bring the llama. Girl, I'm super glued. When you're dropping it, no faking it. I'm the hood, how it is. Bad girl, club. Show your boy love. Little booty, baby. I'm that thug. You bring you over and lick you in your hot tub. You say you need cash. Go on, ready, dog.
She down retarded, silly with it.